Welcome to this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Van, and joining us today, we have the Executive Director of Newton Development Corporation, Frank Liebel. And Frank, thanks for spending some time with us this weekend.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Randy.
Now, the Newton Development Corporation teaming up with Iowa Workforce Development on a labor shed employment study, and kind of explain why Iowa Workforce Development, first off, is helping Newton with this.
Well, it's something they do with all the communities in the state. They usually take the largest city within the county, and they do what they call a statewide labor shed study. And the purpose of this is to measure the availability and characteristics of workers within the state of Iowa. The information is then reported as it's collected through Iowa Workforce Development's Household Labor Shed Survey, which is conducted throughout the year. Now, they are doing, they did the northern half of the state a year ago, and now they're doing the southern half, which includes Newton and Jasper County at the current time.
Okay, and how long does this study last?
Well, the study itself will take several weeks to compile the information, to gather the information, and then it'll take 4 or 5 months before they'll release it back to us and to other people that will be able to utilize it. The studies will actually, it aids the state and local development officials like NDC, to help in their facilitation of, you know, industry expansion and recruitment of employees and service to existing industry in the state. There's times when we have companies that are either looking to expand or locate here. They want to know what our labor force is like, so we can use this study to give them that information.
Yeah, I've talked to you before, and you consistently say that, you know, finding workers is the biggest, one of the biggest hurdles that we face in drawing new industry and employment opportunities to the community, correct?
Oh, that's exactly right, Randy. You know, our unemployment's at historic lows. When you go back and look at Jasper County, and in 2009, we had our highest unemployment, one of the highest in the state at 9.9%. And then earlier this year, actually it was late 2018, we got down to 2.2%. which was the lowest in 17 or 18 years in Newton and Jasper County. You know, currently, we're at about 3.5%. So we are making some strides, and it's still tough out there. And it's a statewide deal. You know, the state average is 2.5, and I did say 3.5 for Jasper County. It's 2.7 currently for Jasper County. But it's an ongoing struggle. So this labor shed study will help us a little bit to analyze where people are commuting from. And the thing that I think is good for Newton right now, we have as many people commuting into Newton for work as we have commuting out.
And that's something that's, you know, just kind of turned around here in recent years. Probably a lot of that has to do with the housing initiative that the city kind of initiated there.
And that's exactly right. That's part of it. And you, as you create more jobs, then you have a demand for housing. And then with housing, I think we're going to see more retail, and just it all kind of it works together. So certainly the jobs and the housing, and I mean, we have a lot of people commuting in that don't want to commute in if we have the right mix of housing. And not only with the housing initiative, but with the new apartments coming online, with the Hotel Maytag, and then with the Lion Development and others, it's going to be a great asset for Newton.
Is it more of a numbers issue or an educational issue of the workers that are available? That's kind of
combination of both. I mean, I visited with one of our employers here earlier this week, and they mentioned the fact that, they're just lacking some availability of a skilled workforce, the skills that they need. And so we constantly work with our employers to say, okay, we've got Des Moines Area Community College here that can provide some training for certain skills. So it's an ongoing thing because, you do have some part of the workforce that is aging and they retire, and how do you replace all that if they don't have the skills? So we try to work with schools, not only the high schools, but DMAC and employers to try to get them to train the employees for what the skills they really need.
So it sounds like a lot of the training that we're looking for can be done over, a relatively short time. We're not looking for people who have four-year degrees in something.
That's true. You know, it's going to take most of the jobs anymore that are available are for people that have at least some kind of a post-education past high school. I mean, it's not saying that you can't just go into the workforce out of high school, because you can. There are jobs out there for that. But certainly, maybe 1 year or maybe 2 years of a community college or a four-year college, you go and get go a couple of years will certainly help. Or trade schools. I mean, You know, the biggest thing employers look for is find me somebody that has a good attitude. They'll come to work every day, and they're willing to learn, because these employers are willing to teach people some of the skills they need.
The labor shed study that I think it's underway now, right? It just got underway,
correct,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people participate? Are they randomly selected, or can they volunteer to participate? How's that process work?
They are randomly selected. The first thing that the state will do, our workforce will contact the employers, and they want to know the number of employees that are employed at their business. They want to know their zip code so they can get an idea how far people are commuting to work, and that's kind of important. And then also they'll make random calls throughout the community to talk to people that are actually working. They'll ask if they are, if they like the current job they're in, or if they felt like they're underemployed. That's another category that they look at. You know, sometimes people take a job just because it's a job and it's really not what they are skilled for or the job they desire. So there's a category that says we got X amount of percentage of people that are underemployed, meaning they're not in the right location they'd like to be in.
And, of course, all this information is kept confidential.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's all confidential, no names, just information. You're right.
Okay. And when do you think it's going to wrap up again?
Well, they'll probably be making surveys and phone calls and contact folks here for a 2 or 3 week period, and then they'll gather all this information and compile it, and that's what takes 3 or 4 months down the road to get the final report issued. And the labor shed usually is good for a couple of years. In other words, the data that we get probably in early 2020 will be good for the next couple of years. And so that'll give us our information that we need to give to prospects and existing employers as they try to look to expand.
Okay, so we would encourage you, as Frank mentioned, it's very useful information in terms of economic development and businesses and retailers who might want to be coming to town will want this information. So if you get contacted, we hope you take advantage and participate in the survey. We had a recent development announcement here, Frank, concerning Project Fast Pitch. This has got you on the line. Just kind of at your general reaction to what this could mean for the community.
Well, I think it's a very, very big deal. And you know, you look at what the Iowa Speedway is out there and all the available land. And I think for years that we've been working along with the city and others to say, you know, what would be a good fit for some of that development out there. And I know years ago people were saying, hey, this would be a great place for an outlet mall. Well, that didn't happen. And we got an outlet mall now just to the west of us, and so you kind of look and say, okay, what's the best fit? Well, it's the Speedway is an entertainment venue. The softball complex is going to be an entertainment venue, and I'm totally convinced that it's going to spur more development out there in the way of lodging, and once you have that, you're probably going to get restaurants. So I think this is just really going to be a big economic boost for the community.
When you ask people, you know, what would you like to see in Newton, they'll say, well, I wish we had a brand X retailer or brand A restaurant. With the type of traffic that this complex is going to hopefully, what they say, generate, is that going to allow you folks to approach some people you might not have been able to approach before about
Absolutely. Because, you know, we have contacted people over the course of time, and, you know, one of the first things that people say, well, there's just not enough traffic out there, not enough households in the area, and this type of thing. So I think really having, the fact that you can draw thousands and thousands of visitors for several weeks, not just 4 or 5 weekends out of the year, it's going to be several weekends. I mean, there's talk of maybe doing tournaments, anywhere from 30 to 40 weekends per year. And some of these tournaments will not just be Saturday, Sunday. They might be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you're going to have a lot of people in the area at this site.
All right. Well, we appreciate your comments. Anything else you want to add about the labor shed study or what's going on with Newton Economic Development right now?
Well, I would just say, as far as the labor shed study, is that we appreciate people, if they will respond, if and when they're contacted by the Iowa Workforce Development, because the information is used, it is valuable information, and as you mentioned earlier, it is confidential. And I think, as far as the new development corporation, you know, we continue to work with our existing employers because we realize that over the course of time, over 70% of new jobs created in the community are going to come from our existing employers. I think we have a good track record of showing that. And, we continue to work with the city and the county and everybody else trying to continue growing our community. And so we're really pleased with some of the results. But our work is never finished. We got a lot of things we still want to accomplish.
All right. Well, good luck on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, Randy.
All right. Been talking to Frank Liebel, the Executive Director of Newton Development Corporation, on this weekend's edition of Future Scope. And I'm Randy Vann.